I spoke with a member a few days ago, and he asked me for confirmation if my spirit guide is my future self. They are channeler who channel maybe Palladians and some other AT and species. They said that the spirit guide is actually our future self. You know, in the future, we come back to this timeline to provide assistance. And some people think that our spirit guide are our higher self. Higher self is our higher self, and spirit guide are spirit guide. They not the same. So I asked somebody about that. I know the answer already. I know that my spirit guide, some of them are spirit guide, and maybe one or two are my future self, but not everyone is my future self. So I asked somebody about it, and here is what he has to say.
Can be, that's partly true. Extraterrestrials, where they have pictures of extraterrestrials that are in, they have big heads, they're small, they have these beady eyes. All right. That actually is the appearance. That's actually what you would call a space suit. It's the way they travel through time. So you're not seeing what they really look like. You're seeing what the garment is, essentially, that they're wearing to be able to travel through space-time. And that's the future self. Now, there are a lot of other extraterrestrials that aren't part of the Earth future selves. But yes, that particular one happens to be the future self. And there is something that went wrong in your particular timeline about this time, and they come back to try to, they come back in time to try to correct what went wrong at this point in time, and you're part of that process. You're part of that process of correcting whatever went wrong in this particular time stream. And all of this is beyond people's ability to comprehend. Beings, you know, future selves traveling through timelines and coming back and fixing problems, and all of this is just normal everyday stuff in the greater universe. The beings who once you get off of this planet, this universe is populated. Even your galaxy is populated with very intelligent beings of human variety and otherwise that are working for the benefit of your civilization here on the Earth. And it would take the Earth at least 1,000 years, if it continues at the quantum pace it's going, at least 1,000 years to catch up to where these beings are. So there's so much going on that really can't be explained within three dimensions, but to say, you know, that some of the visitation that you're getting is your future self, yes, that's true, but that's also a very limited understanding of what's going on. It's partly true. It's not 100% true.
Then is Huan Yin my future self?
Pardon?
The alien that I saw in my dream,
Kuan Yin is Kuan Yin is actually is not your future self. Kuan Yin is like Divine Mother, like Mother Mary. It's more of an energy than a being, and it expresses in form from time to time on your planet, but you carry some of that energy, but that is not your future self.
Okay, cool.
Again, these things are very, very difficult to understand from the standpoint of your world, from the standpoint of three dimensions, because the entirety of the truth can't even be spoken because your world doesn't have the concepts, it doesn't have the language yet to even accurately describe these things. So we can tell you you have part of the truth, but it's such a tiny little fragment of the truth of what's going on that it's almost useless information. But you know, they're not wrong, but they're certainly far from the greater truth.